This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this Feel Good Friday in Baltimore. Man, Maria Dennis has become Gina. You see her? She just walked in. She's been hanging around Gina too long. Well, how you guys feeling, man?
I'm good. I went to a concert last night.
I saw your pictures. Who was it again?
It was Counting Crows and Gaslight Anthem. And I hadn't realized this. The lead singer of Gaslight Anthem, you'll appreciate this, because remember when I told you...
Black?
No. I went to see Brian Falter at Pappas.
Yeah.
And I asked the server, can you go get Fallon? And when the server's like, who? And I said, Brian. He goes, oh, Brian. So he gets Brian. And I said it again. And he's like, you know it's Falter, right? And I'm like, well, how the hell did I come up with Brian Fallon? Well, he's the lead singer of Gaslight Anthem.
Brian Fallon.
And he has a song on his solo album or whatever that... I fell in love with. It's like one of, you know, Apple puts out your list of songs you listen to.
Yeah.
And it's one of my most 15 listened to songs, and I happen to be listening to it.
Along with Amelie.
Yeah, that's got to be up there too. but no, like saw the Counting Crows and them, and I was like, I'm putting two and two together. I'm like, that's the guy's voice that I didn't know it was him. So
is he related to Jimmy?
Yes. No.
Okay. I just figured I'd throw it back at you. Because every last name is really... Let me ask you guys a question. I know we're going to talk Orioles baseball next. But when did Brian Baker become, I don't know, Jordan Westberg? Even better than that, when did Brian Baker become, I don't know, Ryan O'Hearn?
No matter what he does, they're going to bitch.
Why are we acting as if this is a fire sale? It's a guy who wasn't even supposed to make the team out of spring...
As somebody said,
how is this the beginning of a fire sale?
Unless there were so many injuries.
Exactly. Thank you.
Somebody pointed out if they had traded him Monday, they would have swept the Mets. And again, like, let's be honest. Baker has had a good season.
I like the guy.
But it's a bullpen arm that's not a closer, guys.
And he gave up three runs last night.
Yeah. Hey, hurry up and get him in the game. Did he pitch the other night? Yeah, he gave up four runs. Oh, he gave up three today. It's an improvement.
Listen, if
you got a first-round pick for him.
If I would have said to you, and Orioles going to draft this kid in the first round this year, and he comes out to be Brian Baker. Mm-hmm. He would probably be a little upset, right?
Yeah.
But yet, they got a first-round pick for Brian Baker.
Well, I'd be upset if they picked him in the first round and he became Brian Baker.
So basically, no one would draft right now Brian Baker in the first round. No one would do that.
No.
But you get a first-round pick for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
how is that a fire sale?
It's not. I mean, and as they said, and I'm not comparing the players, but this is almost like when the Mavericks called the Lakers and Lakers said, you want to trade us what? For what? Really? Like, if somebody calls you and says, hey, we want a bullpen piece that's not your closer and he's not dominant, I know you have years of control and they're going to give you a first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll take my chances with, as Joe pointed out, that's where Adam Jones was drafted, that number.
Yeah.
I'll take my chances with those picks. I guess you can call them compensatory picks or competitive balance, whatever it is.
Competitive balance, this one was it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, now that you can trade those, they have so many of those picks, and now you can take chances on upside guys as
now
well.
Now they have seven in the first 100.
Not only that, but they picked number 30, 31, and 37. Do you know how easy that is? Because all of those players that you scouted during that era, that area right there, you're well-versed.
You look at the other teams in between those picks and say, what do they need and where may they go?
Yeah, you're well-versed in that area. Not only that, but if you listen to Micah Elias real carefully, he didn't want to make this trade this early. Tampa pressed
called him.
Tampa pressed him to do it now. We got to do it now.
Yeah.
We'll give you this. So if you're Micah Elias, you give me, I don't want to make this trade now, but okay, I'll take the pick. I mean, I just not. This was more a result of the Rays panicking, needing a bullpen arm than the Orioles.
See, I differ with you there. This is what I think happened. I think the Rays are like wizards with this. To me, they're the ones that make these savvy, under the radar pitching moves that no one sees and no one wants, and they turn them into gold. I don't know what their plan is. I don't know why they needed him so badly. But I think they pressed because they wanted him now before someone else could have needed a bullpen arm and snatch him up for something
else. No doubt about that, but I don't think they're spending this one in the gold, though. I think this is.
I would never put it past those
guys. If you
look
at where they've been over the last, their starting rotation, I think, is the top three in innings pitched.
Yeah, Rasmussen comes back today.
Right, and their bullpen is meh. I think this is, Brian Baker was absolutely on fire when he was in Tampa when they pitched against the Rays. Those three games, he was incredible. And I think this,
he's not had a terrible year. His name was never on the radar for a trade piece.
No, because he had years of control, and then the Orioles didn't say they were. Again, this is, from what I understand, is that they got a phone call saying, hey, we want this guy. What if we gave you this? And you're like, yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And again, so it's not like.
But I just, my point is just, look, I'm with you guys. I don't think it's like, you know, the world falling apart because Brian Baker's gone. But I am very suspicious of Tampa they've had such a history of doing savvy, they're just smart moves that you kind of shake your head at in the beginning. Why would you do that?
Well, they've made some kind of
head scratches.
Yeah, like when they signed Grant Balfour after he failed the physical here, and then all of a sudden it's like, where's Grant Balfour? Well, he's getting surgery now. they've made some, like, because again, they have a certain type of payroll and things that they can do. Mm-hmm. And not losing the first round pick, but sending a competitive balance pick where you're not giving up any of your prospects now to get something that you think can help make a run. And clearly, I don't think they're done. I think they're going to make some more moves for bullpen pieces.
Yeah, they're desperate for bullpen.
I remember when they traded Chris Archer to the Pirates. Mm-hmm. I was like, what are you guys, crazy? Then I'm like, huh, they really know what they're doing,
I guess. This is, I mean, I think we all felt that way. They've done a couple of things. Don't forget, they traded Joe Ryan to the Twins, right? And that he was a Rays guy, I think. And that was a big mistake on their part. But you look at those trades, and Ed's right. They've done these things where it's like, why are they getting rid of him now? But they do it too soon rather than too late, and that's how they stay kind of on point.
Consistently
doing what
win. They do.
410-583-1057 is the number. I love Brian Baker. I mean, just the person that he is. You heard some of the players talk about him, raved about him, and it's more of a – who he is in the clubhouse is why I like Brian Baker. He's that dude. He's a Colton Cowser light. You know what I mean? A step below him in terms of his presence in the clubhouse, and that's why I like them. But at the same time, great move by the Orioles.
Yeah.
I mean, this is where you're giving a draft wizard another piece. Because that's what Micah Elias is. You're giving a draft wizard yet another piece, man. This is, for all the criticism that you give him, this is where he shines. He and his staff, they shine in this. You know, seven out of the first 100 picks.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, and again, like, it allows you to do a lot of different things. And since they've started this whole thing where you can trade these picks, because remember before, you couldn't trade any draft picks in Major League Baseball.
I know.
What you had is what you had.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah. Why?
I'm so glad they got away from that.
It's the same thing as prospects. Why wouldn't you allow teams?
Yes.
And how much better could these smaller market teams get by trying this? Like, hey, give us these picks, and if you have a good front office.
You know, these moves that you like were instituted by Rob Manfred.
Which ones?
All these moves that you've liked over the past.
They weren't instituted by him.
Who instituted?
You think he sat in a room by himself and came up with it? Like, hey, guys. Guess what? I think we should be able to trade picks.
All other commissioners turned it down.
That goofball with his... It doesn't matter they turned it down. That goofball sitting in the corner with his dunce
cap.
So
you think nobody else suggested this in the past?
Huh? Huh? I think plenty of people have suggested.
Yeah, but under Rob Manfred, it got done.
It doesn't
you
matter.
You have the extended playoffs. You have.
I don't like that.
You have the
pitch
the
clock.
Designated hitter. You have the pitch clock. Yeah.
I didn't like that either. I wasn't for the designated. I get it. I understood this work. No, because I had an appreciation for the National League game. Because you got to make tough decisions.
Oh, it's much harder to manage the National League at the time.
I remember when Buck was here and he was like, oh, no, it's not harder to manage the National League. And then all of a sudden it's like, yes, it is. And then he's not with the Orioles. It's harder to manage the National League.
We'll talk more about the Brian Baker trade at 6:30, but on the other side, the Birds get their first doubleheader sweep in 9 years. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's coming, 2-2. Oh, just gas. How about 99?
And that,
who needs a spitter when you throw 99?
Is just electric. Sir Anthony Dominguez and the Orioles sweep the doubleheader today, and the Orioles snap the longest sweepless doubleheader streak in baseball. Their first doubleheader sweep since June 25th, 2016, and they do it against the Mets, who have been one of the best teams in baseball this year.
Yeah, against the New York Mets, the Baltimore Orioles came out yesterday in the first game of the doubleheader. Guys, you got to explain something to me, man. And I've been watching baseball a long time, and I see some things that just don't make sense to me, all right? Please help me with this. You guys, I respect your baseball opinion.
No, you don't.
You're right, but I'm going to ask anyway.
All right.
David Peterson is cruising. He's absolutely cruising in the first game. He's through seven. He had 90 pitches. So he pitches to Colton Cowser. Cowser gets on. Now you got Vasquez up. Why do you go to the bullpen and bring in a righty when you have Gunnar Henderson and O'Hearn on the bench they didn't start? You are basically saying to the Orioles, hey, how about pinch hit one of these guys right now? You made it easy. Who started at shortstop? Vasquez. So he's the dude batter. So now you don't even have to mix and match. The shortstop is supposed to come up the hit right now who's a righty. You're bringing in a righty. As soon as you go to the righty, you know it's going to be Gunnar Henderson. Why do you do that? When this guy has a shutout right now and only throw 90 pitches.
Yeah.
Let him get through Vasquez. You have the bottom of the order coming up and Vasquez, Mayo, and Stallings. You have the bottom of the order coming up, Jeremy. Your toughest hitter got on base, but you got these other guys coming up now. Now you just flip the order because you put top of the order guys in when you pinch hit Gunnar and O'Hearn. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I mean, a lot of managers have their reasons for it now and how many I don't know what he had available in the bullpen to him that he wanted to go to, what he was trying to save for game two. But again, like you win one game yesterday, you win the series. So yeah. I agree with Rob. Like if I'm looking at it and I know Gunner's on the bench, I'm
do you keep Gunnar on the bench? Matter of fact, Joe just told me this. This is what the Mets broadcast had to say about the move.
I mean, that's just disappointing if you're Peterson. You're in the dugout. There's nothing you can do about it. If you're going to leave him in there for Couser, you might as well leave him in there for Vasquez so you don't bring this opportunity to fruition. Does come to fruition, and it burns the Mets big time.
I didn't even know that. Thanks a lot, Joe. I'm sitting there. As soon as, because I was in center field, I didn't work the first game. So I'm at the Coors Light bar. So I can see the bullpen. So I see this righty's warming up. So when I see the Mets manager come out, I said, no, he's not. It's nowhere in the world. And I'm yelling, Gunner's coming in. And as soon as this cat comes, as soon as this cat hits the warning track, Ed, Gunnar pops out of the dugout. Like, what are you doing? You were basically saying, hey, Tony. Bring Gunnar in.
Isn't that like when the guy in front of your best hitter steals second and you're looking going, why'd you do that? You know they're going to walk his ass now.
So what? True.
Why would you
so
do?
True.
What are you thinking about? You just took the bat out of his hand. Well, we got a runner and score him. Shut up. You know, I went, how many times have we seen it?
That cat is at the plate. When you're on first, you're in scoring position.
Right.
but when they walk him, you're not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's... there's so many different things you could look at after the fact, but I do think this is one where you're watching the Mets announcer say it in real time. Like, I don't get this. And maybe the manager wasn't thinking that through.
Apparently not, though.
How could you not?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, how could you not? And he's not thinking it through. And this is why when people think, you know, they rave play, the manager matters a lot. It's just things like decisions like that can, well, it did cost them. It cost them the game. I mean, these decisions mean a lot, and it's funny to hear the Mets announcers in real time because this isn't people from outside the angel, you know, questioning the here and another city. They're saying, "Why would you do that? Why would you do that?" I mean, you know, you have one of the best.
Why would you do that, Karen?
One of the best players in baseball.
You just killed me, Karen.
Why would you do that, Karen? Sorry, I had to go back to Goodfellas.
The flip side is the second game of the doubleheader. The Orioles, another come-from-behind win. They come from behind in both games, a little later in the first game. But that home run, Ed, I'm sitting in dugout area. And that home run by Jordan Westberg was one of the more violent hits that I heard in a long time.
Yeah, somebody even said to me, what's up with Rob's bitch ass not celebrating with him? You're right there. Celebrate. You got holiday next to you. Just celebrate,
dude,
man.
Dude, that home run sound violent, man. It sounded like a shot out of a cannon, not hit off a bat.
He's so important to this team. His absence was really obvious when he was gone.
You mean injuries had something to do with the poor play? Get out of here.
I mean, seriously, this is the team you expected to see. I'm not saying what they'd be doing now, but this is who you'd expected to see before his injuries.
Look at the record when Mancini was taken over and they started to get a little healthier.
Yeah. Let me throw this out at you. He has 10 home runs, Westberg. He only has 157 at-bats.
Yeah.
10 home runs and 157 at-bats. You realize this guy was a drafted as a shortstop who wasn't a home run hitter.
Yeah.
You know, he was a guy that he could hit 20. But he got moved to third base, and he could hit 30. Not this year, but I think he could be a 25-30 home run guy.
I don't think there's any question. He's just got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
And where you look at last year when they started to scuffle down the stretch, who do they lose?
Westberg.
And
some guys are glue guys.
I was just getting ready to say the same damn thing. Like, you know, you can be a great player and still be a glue guy and putting things. Like, Jose Ramirez is one of the best players in the league. And I would call him a glue guy as well, because if he's not in that lineup, it's like, I ain't afraid of anybody.
He is so underrated, man.
When you talk about having protection in a lineup, like, look at the lineup yesterday when Gunnar was out of it, and you're going, I ain't afraid of any of these cats. Like, we had Laureano's batting. You're looking at it going, what? And by the way, Tyler O'Neill, just do something. I'm poking him with a stick. Do something, for crying out loud, man.
You know what got me is yesterday in the second game of the doubleheader. Number one, Mets are doing their homework. They started two lefties. Yeah. But Waddell is pitching in the second game of the doubleheader. Conspicuous by his absence in the lineup, O'Neill.
Yeah.
You're going left. Isn't he a lefty killer? And he's not in the lineup?
No, now he's resurrecting lefties' careers.
You've got Holiday DHing against the lefty. But you don't have O'Neill. This is not criticism. This is like, okay, all right, I hear you loud and clear.
So if you, all right, the one thing we said about, and I said this from the start when they signed Tyler O'Neill, is that he was going to get hurt at some point, because that's what he does. Hurt players get hurt. I mean, you sign a guy that's been hurt every single year in the past 4 years, yeah, I'm probably going to expect him to get hurt at some point of the season. But they expected him to be a lefty masher, and he's been anything but that. But if you go back and look at his history, that's exactly what he's been. Is it a bad signing because he's not hitting lefties?
Thank God for Ramon Laureano. Ramon Laureano is this year's Albert Suarez.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very fair statement to make.
He's like Johnny on if you don't have him, then you're in trouble. Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning. Can we get everybody on Laureano's workout plan?
Yeah.
like seriously, like, look at how he run the bases. Nobody else run the bases on our team like that. Like, he's in full sprint.
Look how he snaps up after he snatches an out in the outfield. He hits the grass. He pops up and eyes are focused on exactly where it's going. He throws a dart.
He made that sack fly yesterday in the second game of that doubleheader a lot closer than it should have been.
Oh, he just
like everything about him I like. I hope they keep him on the team. And I really hope they keep Cedric, because like, I feel like a rally might be coming if they sweep the Marlins tonight. Well, this week.
All right, Eli, have a good one, my man. 410-583-1057 is the number. What were you saying, Edward?
I would say I love Laureano with the A's. I always like the way he plays. And I'm just watching him yesterday, in the first game. He's so good in the outfield. And why anybody runs on him is beyond me. Because it's not going to end well for you, most likely.
I'm still trying to figure out why Westberg thought he could get to third.
That's the one I'm talking about. No, but I said that. Yeah. Oh, you weren't here. I forgot. Yeah. I went crazy in the TV room. Like, who sent you? Like,
what? Nobody.
By the way.
Nobody.
Like, he was out by a mile. Yeah.
Both of those, the Orioles and the Mets had a chance to really just do damage and bust up the starting pitcher. Because they were ambushing Peterson. And you're watching it going, man, what is that? Like, because at one point, he was through two innings, and I think he had thrown 18 pitches, and I'm going, this just can't be.
But the Westberg thing, though, that ball was barely in the outfield. It was like shallow right field. Like, and he goes, that's a short throw. What are you doing?
And the thing that got me, Ed, he hesitated from the very beginning because you didn't know whether it was going to be an out or not.
He misread that.
You know, he just completely. 410-583-1057 is the number. World of Stupid. Warning at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, the Birds trade Baker to Tampa in return for the 37th pick in the draft. Is this a good move? Is this putting Elias right in his wheelhouse? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Tampa had their eye on him and made what we felt was a very direct and aggressive offer, and we viewed it as an opportunity, and we're sad to see Brian go. This guy was a warrior. I wish him very well.
I wish him well, too. Brian Baker, good guy. Liked him. Great clubhouse presence, but I don't think it's a move, Ed, that's really going to cripple the bullpen. I just don't.
I don't either. I mean, look, I'm not saying bad, but I thought he was good because he was actually that, you know, that loss to the Mets was an outlier. He serviced the team well during the year. His numbers weren't bad. And he's exactly what you kind of needed. He was another bullpen piece.
Yeah.
So
A piece.
Yeah. But it's not like, you know, you got rid of, you know, Mariano Rivera for a draft pick. It's like, it's good. He was a decent pitcher. Like, he was just, and he was reliable in a year when everybody was hurt. But people must forget, he wasn't even going to be in a bullpen until they had all these injuries.
Mario Rivera. It's not like you got rid of Brad Brock.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'll go with that. If you trade Brad Brock in his prime, I'm a little more upset than this in terms of the player on the field.
In reality, you got rid of CNL Perez a few years ago when he was actually pitching
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And you look at it, like, again, Brian Baker was a guy people were saying 2 years, like, why is he even in the games? He sucks. Bullpen pieces are cyclical until you find the ones.
Yeah.
Well, you know the one, like, Andrew Miller, whether he was closed or not, you knew that dude was nasty.
He's going to be around for a while.
Yeah. And you, like, you've seen some guys that would, like, I look at Keegan Aiken, that's a nasty SOB too.
He is.
Yeah. This is why I'm cautious with, though, because I don't want to dump on Baker, because I liked him.
But the value is there.
We're talking baseball value.
Right.
Okay, I like Baker. Yeah. Personally, I hate this move. Personally, baseball wise, I love the move. It's a great move. But you gotta wonder, does this mark the beginning of a fire sale?
I think it's a step in that direction. I mean, there's no way around that. The timing of the draft, and when you have draft picks involved in the trades, kind of front loads these decisions. And it's earlier than my comfort level, but we thought it was a really good return and a good trade for everyone. So we did it. This team is playing much, much better since the beginning of the season. And I think we've been playing at a playoff clip for a while, and the team's looking more and more like it should and like itself. And I think they're going to continue to play really well, and we're not relenting or taking our foot off the gas pedal. I think this team's moving in a good direction out on the field, and we're going to have guys getting healthy and coming up to help the team. But right now, this is a trade that we wanted to make.
There you go. 410-583-1057 is the number. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, I know it's Friday, man. Y'all like to team up on me, man. So I'll bring some backup. You feel me?
Who?
Hello.
Oh. What'd you guys spend a night together?
Hey, I man. Bought some Oreos. What'd I say yesterday? I did a doubleheader sweat. And what we do? Hello? Yeah.
For sure.
What we do?
Yeah. Hey, Rob, you get to hang out with your boy, Brian Baker, next weekend in Tampa, you know. So
that's right.
Y'all can still go to King Corona, man. Smoke some cigars.
No, he's not a cigar guy, but we're going to hang out.
We're going to Mons Venus.
Heard about the trade. Just say that, man. Hello, keep talking about I like the man. He's gone, man.
I think it's a good trade. I think it's a good trade. Hey, look, Trippy, just because you hate on players religiously, man, don't mean I have to.
Hey, Robert, they both talking into the same phone.
Yeah, they all sharing the microphone.
We're not, man. We're not sharing the microphone,
man.
You guys are looking like Michael
real.
And Huey
it's,
Lewis.
You know, it's real questionable how you two end up together before 7 a.m. It kind of suggests to me that you were together. No, man.
No, man. We had a little mission last night, man. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
What was the mission? You know, I can't tell you, man. I can't tell over the air, man. You know, it involved some ladies, though. So we had a long night, man. We ain't even been to sleep. Be honest.
Hey, Trippy,
send the video.
My side piece be listening to the radio sometimes, you know, so I got, you know.
Hey,
wait, hang on, Trippy. You just called her your side piece?
Rashawn?
Oh, no.
She know that?
Hey, you funny, Ed. Hey, listen. We're going to be on the game tonight, man. You know, I'm rocking my style, Mikhail Stiles Orioles jersey. You know, he coming back in town. Big all-star, yeah. You know.
So, you got one of those? Where'd you find it?
Jersey.
You had to send over to the Philippines to get it made?
No, I got it from the Oreo shop, man. You know,
I
use Rob discount. So,
how do you get 20% off of something that's 100% off?
don't do styles like that, man. You know, man, you just mad because he made the All-Star team, Jeremy.
I'm so mad. No, I want to see him do well. I just didn't sit here and
Sean got to go
take my victory lap after the first month.
Roll
of the
over
season.
Now,
maybe.
Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too.
I don't really know how to follow that situation that they got going on in that car. But listen, I don't know if I'm delusional, which I probably am, but yesterday's doubleheader sweep is kind of the team I signed for at the beginning of the season. The only thing that upsets me is, you know, you get rid of April, we're not talking about the team in the same way we are today. So that's the frustrating part. And as for Brian Baker, I wish him well. I liked him. I actually thought he was going to be if we didn't have O'Hearn in the All-Star game, I thought he could have been a write-in because he had such a good season. So thanks, gentlemen. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We talked about this before. I don't think he had the numbers. If you're going to be a reliever that doesn't pick up saves, you got to have an impeccable ERA, and he just didn't have that. You know what I mean? You got to have – remember Andrew Miller when he went and he wasn't getting saves at the time? The ERA was below one, though. You know, he had two strikeouts for every innings pitched. That's the type of guy you got to be.
But I've talked about this, too. Like, so it's more difficult, I think, for a reliever, but like – Jesus Luzardo for the Phillies, right? Uh-huh. They were talking about him being the front runner for Cy Young after about five starts. And then his sixth start, he just got leveled and gave up like seven runs. So his ERA goes from being in the ones to shooting way up, right? It's six starts, a seven run. You give up seven runs in a couple of innings, it's going to throw everything off.
Yeah.
And then he started to get back into it, and then he had another bad start. This cat's had two bad starts, and you would look at him and go, well, his ERA doesn't look good. Well, if he's had two bad starts and the rest of them were amazing,
right,
you're going to take that. And I think sometimes with relievers, you got to go back and go, all right, did he have that one inning? And Brian Baker did on Tuesday where you give up four. You know, you blink and you're like, well, what the hell happened there? That's greatly going to affect a reliever's ERA, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Robin sent me a text last night about different players, and it's the stuff that I look for where it's like you see a whip's really low,
yeah,
and then you see the ERA's high.
Guy came in a game with an under one whip, but a mid four ERA. I didn't understand that.
It just means he's giving up the long ball.
Yeah. Because
if you're not putting guys on base, right, you've got to
either a lot of runs. Yeah. Because
you're not, like, again, you're not getting nickel and dime. What do I mean by that? Single, single, single. Mm-hmm. Here's a double. Single, walk, single. Like that stuff. He's coming in and he's dealing, but it sounds like he tends to give up the solo shots. Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. World is Stupid at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Fox Sports did an all-time old team. There's some changes that I will make on this team, and I'm sure we may not agree, but I'm sure some changes that Ed and Jeremy will make also. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Fox Sports did a all-time Oriole team starting lineup, leading off, playing second base. Brian Roberts, DH. No. Ken Singleton, right fielder. As I lose it, would be Frank Robinson. Shortstop, Cal Ripken. This is also the batting order. Batting fifth, first baseman Eddie Murray. Batting sixth, left fielder Boo Powell. Batting seventh, third baseman Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth, the catcher Rick Dempsey. And batting ninth, the center fielder Paul Blair. Mine is
I thought they had Adam Jones on the one I sent
out. No, the starting lineup.
That's a different one? Did multiple outlets put this out?
No, he has Adam Jones on the team, but this is the starting lineup that I saw.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Adam Jones is on the team as a backup.
All right, well, that's weird because when I saw the way that they had him in the field, they were lined up in the field, he was in center field. Yeah. From Fox Sports?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the picture. Adam Jones in center field.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They had Zach Britton as a relief pitcher.
Yeah, I got all that.
Yeah, yeah. But again, like, who came up with this? Like, what's the criteria? Do they have to be on the team for a certain amount of years?
Okay.
Because if you're doing this... Mm-hmm. Ain't no second baseman that you're putting over Roberto Alomar on this damn team. And where is Joey Albert Bell? Where's my guy that, like, gotta go look at his numbers and tell me, even though he's crazy, that he doesn't belong on that team.
Right.
You know?
He belongs on the team, but he's not in my starting lineup.
He's got to be in mine.
Now, my starting lineup, and I have Brian Roberts. Brian Roberts' career numbers with the Orioles is sensational. I got Brian Roberts, B.J. Surhoff.
Over Alomar? Alomar's a Hall of Famer.
I'm saying he's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer, but I thought this is what they did with the Orioles.
But that's the question he's asking. Do you have to be on his team a certain
time? What's the criteria?
He played second base for the Orioles. He's a Hall of Famer.
I think you make your own criteria. I mean, make your own criteria. For me, a guy to play for 2 years versus a guy who has incredible numbers for this team, I'm going with him. Batting third, my right fielder, Frank Robinson. First baseman, Eddie Murray. Shortstop, Cal Ripken. Boog is my DH. Adam Jones is in the field. My third baseman is Brooks. My catcher is Chris Hoyles. That's what I'm going with. My criteria for Brian Roberts is his numbers that he has with the Orioles.
Well, so it's just going to leave it up for huge debate here because, you know, if we're looking at it and any time spent here with the team, if anybody's eligible and that's how we're doing it, okay. If it's just how they played with the Orioles, like, how do you compare 2 years to 5 years? Like, is it?
Brian Roberts played 13 years.
Saying you've got plenty of guys on this team that we could look at and go, okay, he was here for this amount of time. He was there for that amount of time. Like, you can't. I'm not looking at Rick Dempsey being the catcher on my team because he was the World Series MVP and we all love him.
Me either.
I mean,
he could be on my team, but he's not going to be a starter.
But,
in 13 years, Brian Roberts, career batting average, .278, on base percentage, .350, stolen bases, 278, doubles, 351. He had 3 years of 50 or more doubles. And that's just with this team. That to me, I can't pick anybody else at second. Two-time All-Star. I can't pick anybody else with that 13-year package at second base other than him. And I love Robbie Alomar. I do.
Well, I mean, if I'm doing it and I'm looking at it and it's eligible, Robbie Alomar is a better player than Brian Roberts.
No doubt.
Every day of the week and twice on Sunday. And this isn't me. Again, you have your own criteria you're using. That's why I asked, what did they come up with? Because a lot of times these organizations or outlets throw out just crap and don't put anything behind it because they want us to do this. Talk about it and yes. get mm-hmm. your clicks, get your mentions and all mm-hmm. that stuff.
410-583-1057 is the number. I want to hear from you. Your thoughts on your all-time Oriole team. Ed, you, who's yours?
I don't have the little roster in front of me. The only change they made, I had Alomar at second. And I was between Hoyles and Adley behind the plate, actually.
Yeah, Adley behind the plate? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, as I'm looking at it, I'm clearly going to have Brady's not on my team and Albert Bell's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put him in the outfield because you want a DH Boog or however you want to set it up because you want Murray at first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you start looking at it. It's hard to adjust any of the other things except for me, second base and catcher. I think there's a lot of guys you can pick. I mean, I'd put Weeders over some of these guys. And everybody's like, oh, because he didn't turn out to be what we expected.
He was awesome. What was it, 2 or 3-time All-Star? Yeah. Won a couple Gold Gloves?
Yeah, great defensive catcher.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Come on, dude.
So I'd probably put him in there. I'd love to put Adley. But again, like, that's the jury's still out on him.
Yeah.
I mean, the outfield, Adam Jones is my favorite player, so he's going to be in center field.
And you look at his tenure here, though, man. I mean, it got to the point. I remember doing this show called Mid-Atlantic Sports Report. Dave Johnson, at one point he said, every 2 weeks, Adam Jones is passing somebody on the all-time Oriole list. Come on, that's...
He's my favorite Oriole because he didn't just bring baseball. Like, it looked like he was having fun out there, and I think that's the whole point.
Oh, I'll never forget the whole slap the bird on it thing.
Yeah, the pies.
Of it.
Mark Trumbo didn't want pies in his face anymore.
Adam Jones, 11 years, 279, 320 on base percentage, 777 OPS, 263 home runs. He had 90 stolen bases, 866 RBI. Hey, come on. Yeah. A combined war of 32.3. Yeah. Yeah, he's got to be on that list.
The ones who are, you're not moving Brooks. You're not removing Palmer.
You're not moving Cal.
Not removing Cal, obviously. Right. So, I mean, some guys are just there. I mean, they're just going to be there. But, I mean, the problem is then you forget guys like Al Bumbry. I mean, he was a great center fielder. So was Paul Blair. But I don't know how many people, remember these guys.
Depending on what you want. Like, there's a lot of guys you could look at that, because Cal Ripken is obviously going to be your shortstop,
right.
But Miguel Tejada had 150 ribbies here. Like he had a couple of great years, and you could clearly
look at Machado's not going to be Brooks. Yeah. I mean, so
not here. It's not,
right. But he's,
But the thing is too, like, when you talked about center fielders, I feel like that's one of those spots where if you said, I want Paul Blair, you've got a great team. I want to make sure center field's locked down, or I want Al Bumbry or, even Cedric Mullins' name gets brought up, but I think that's more tugging at the heartstrings and it's, now.
I think, you have a lot of guys in that pitching rotation, but everybody's going to have Palmer as your number one. Let's go to Johnny and Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning.
Good morning.
I know this guy was on a lot of bad O's teams, but, man, he always played really good and he had a decent batting average. Nick Markakis, he got to be over Brady for me.
I mean, especially in right field. I mean, that arm that he had
was
just ridiculous.
In right field, Brady didn't play right.
That's where they had him on this list. They had Adam Jones in center and Brady in right.
Yeah, that's and also, it doesn't make any sense to put Boog Powell in the outfield either. Some guys had Boog Powell in the outfield. They had a panel who was doing it online.
They did?
He started off as a left fielder. He did. Nobody remembers Boog Powell.
I had no idea.
Yeah. He started off as a left fielder.
He don't look like an outfielder.
It was one of those, Chris Davis in Baltimore started off as an outfielder, right?
Well, Chris Davis could run.
Yeah.
He was a third baseman.
Yeah.
He was a super athletic guy.
Yeah, did a little bit of everything.
But like with this though, like what they have to do, sew two gloves together to get a glove for Boog Powell's banana hands. That guy's got the biggest hands on any human. It's like shaking hands with Shrek, man. That's how it makes you feel small when you shake his hands.
Steve Molesky at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, Jeremy, we get stupid.
Yeah, we've got some interesting stories here. We're going to go to Florida and talk about a scammer that was posing as a doctor. Surprise! It didn't work out. Whatever you wanted was just terrible. And I want to talk about something we've mentioned here before. Flight etiquette, right?
Yeah.
When do you get up? When do you go? Some woman got called out for being the person on the back end of the flight that as soon as it lands, she sprinted all the way to the front and everybody was yelling at her and she's trying to defend herself. I want to see how you guys feel about this because I hate it. We talk about it next in The World of Stupid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.